Good morning and welcome to Dear Sports Fans Sports Forecast for January 1st, 2015. That's right, it's the first one of the new year. You know those total lunatics who wake up early in the morning on January 1st to go run a 5K or a 10K or dive into the freezing cold ocean? Well, here's a sports fan rejoinder to them. Get up equally early, get yourself some orange juice, and watch some soccer. That's right. It's Stoke City at Manchester United in the British Premier League, 7:45 a.m. Eastern Time on NBC Sports Network. After a slow start, Manchester United is up to third place in the Premier League and still charging to the top. I doubt Stoke will provide too much of a challenge, but you never know. Later in the day, we've got three big events, all three of which were highlighted on our 2015 map, which you can check out at dearsportsfan.com. We highlight the top event in each of the 50 states and Washington, D.C. Three of them actually happen on January 1st. Let's run through them. At 1 p.m. Eastern Time, although it might be delayed on NBC, it's the Chicago Blackhawks at Washington Capitals in the Winter Classic. The Winter Classic is NHL's big opportunity during the year to highlight the sport to a general audience. The game it's really not that much about the game. It's about the spectacle and the history and just how great it is to see hockey played outside. All of the players are wearing hats, sometimes on top of their helmets, and they're all having a great time. It's a beautiful spectacle. This year it's going to be in Washington, D.C. at Nationals Baseball Park. So check that out. It's at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, although again, it's likely to be delayed. Probably will start around 2 o'clock. If the hockey game starts even close to on time, you should be able to transition straight from watching outdoor hockey to the first of two big college football games that are both part of the new college football playoff as semifinal games. The college football playoff this year, for the first time ever, consists of four teams that will play on January 1st in two bowl games, the Rose Bowl and the Sugar Bowl. The winner of those two games will play in a national championship game just a little bit later on in January. The first semifinal is the Rose Bowl, Florida State versus Oregon at 5 p.m. Eastern Time on ESPN. This is a great game because it's such a clear good versus evil dichotomy, or at least that's how it's going to be built. Playing the role of good will be Oregon, who, they've got this cute mascot, which is a duck. They have really interesting uniforms because they have a very close relationship with Nike. And they've got a great quarterback named Marcus Mariota, who won the Heisman Trophy this year. And looks to be the first draft pick in the NFL next year. Playing the role of bad will be Florida State. Their star quarterback is a guy named Jameis Winston, who won the Heisman Trophy last year. Florida State won the national championship last year. And everything about the Florida State program is seedy. Jameis Winston has been accused and arrested, but I believe never indicted for sexual assault. He's also been arrested for stealing crab legs, which is just not even a comparable offense. Florida State as an institution has been indicted in the news by the New York Times, among other institutions, as just being pretty much totally corrupt. So Florida State, you just want them to lose, but they've won something like 27 games in a row all the way back through last year. In the later game at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ESPN also, it's the Sugar Bowl. Another semifinal game between Ohio State and Alabama. In this game, I don't think it's clear who you should root for if you're not a fan of either team. Ohio State and Alabama are both kind of, they're almost mirror images in a way. They're led by coaches Urban Meyer from Ohio State and Nick Saban in Alabama, who are just these classic, mercenary, hyper-controlling, self-aggrandizing, just lunatics. You know, they're college football coaches to the core. Anyway, you can tell I've got a lot to say about these games. I did write a pretty detailed preview of the plot and characters of all three big events on January 1st, the Winter Classic, the Rose Bowl, and the Sugar Bowl. So check that out on dearsportsfan.com. I also put a link to each one of the three posts in the blog post that has this recording. Thanks so much for listening to our first forecast of 2015. I do these basically every weekday, so follow me at dearsportsfan.com. You can also subscribe just to the podcast. Thanks so much for listening. And if you're a reader of our blog, thanks so much for reading and Happy New Year. Have a great one. As always, thanks to my brother, Jesse Fisher, for the theme music. He's at jessefisher.com.